brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Eric Mankell Mueller is our guest for another 5 minutes. I want to get him back for a full hour in the near future. This was on short notice. Mankell, Bloomberg reports that all the major insurance companies are not paying the death benefits to the families and just keeping it. Trillions have been stolen. An illegal alien in Virginia killed a nun. The third time he'd been arrested for drunk driving, they'd released him. People can't get angry at that. Men are becoming metrosexual. IQs are dropping. Major studies, genital size is smaller. Doesn't matter what, quote, race you are. Sperm counts are down by 85%. And then they've got all these articles, one's on screen, Beyond Fluoride, Pharmaceuticals in the Drinking Water and Public Health, Jacob M. Apple, and he quotes the New York Times and others in the last week saying we all need to have lithium in our water, and he goes on to say he looks forward to giving up his rights to make everyone happy. I mean, these people are hardcore cult. I mean, they're taking over.
Alex, if you don't think this government and the corporations that control them want us to be drugged up people, if you don't think the government and the corporations, which are the same thing now, if you think they want us to think, you're wrong. I mean, watch the CBS News tonight. Watch the NBC News. All it is, do you feel nervous in a crowd? Well, yeah. Does your leg ever get restless? Well, yeah. You need a drug for everything now.
Have to urinate every couple hours? Well, you need a drug. By the way, drug may give you a heart attack.
Yeah. You need a pill for everything, and just stay nice and calm. And yeah, I wondered why aren't people getting upset at all the injustice as we see our country systematically destroyed? Hey, I had to laugh. This is off subject. Did you see John McCain has come out against the stimulus and the TARP? Do you remember this is the same guy that had to quit his campaign so that he could ensure that TARP went through, and now he's against it?
Well, same thing with Obama. He was the key guy that got the Congressional Black Caucus to push for it, and then he's acted like he's been against it.
I mean, it's an outrage, and it's nonsense.
Being outraged is a mental illness. They say that in all these reports, and now they say they're going to test these mind-altering vaccines on the troops, Mankell.
You ask a question. A pedophile is your Boy Scout counselor. How dare you ask a question? How dare you even think that? You know, let me tell you something, Alex. Remember this. And I think it's a liberal thing. You think it's big government, but it's crept into our society, and it's the phrase, who's to say? Who's to say a mosque at Ground Zero is wrong? Who's to say that their religion is better than our religion? Who's to say that their country is better than us? Who's to say that a baby aborted at 8 or 9 months is wrong? Who's to say? So they never, that's Obama, and that's his followers. They never can say what's right and what's wrong. You have the guts here on the radio, at least ask the questions and say things are wrong when you see them. It's just amazing, this moral equivalency.
They say you're not allowed to have an opinion, but then they're going to have their opinion, and they're going to force drug you if they want.
Mel Gibson gets mad at his Russian gold-digging baby's mama, and he should be destroyed. But Roman Polanski, we now know of 3 children that he raped prison style. I've never done it that way. It's the dirtiest way you could rape somebody. He drugged children and raped them, and he should be forgiven. He's a great artist. I mean, look, guys, the end times here. Wrong is right, right is wrong. If we don't right things, America's going to look like Detroit in 25 years and Haiti in 50 years. We better wake up, and men better drink some water that doesn't have drugs in it, grow a set, and stand up for what is right.
Mankell, we really appreciate you joining us, and I want to get you up for a full hour in the near future. And
anytime, Alex.
You bet. Give us your website.
It's mankell.com. God bless you, Alex.
Take care, Mankell. All right, we're going to come back with PhD Michael Kaufman to talk about rescuing a broken America. But I'll also talk to him about the drugging of the water supply and your phone calls and a lot more straight ahead in the third hour. We'll be right back.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he's a big part of our film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I think it's the most important film I've made, close to 3 hours long. And on the expanded extras, he reads from major university studies how they were openly saying that they were drugging and were going to drug the population by the year 2000 to make us a servile population. Now the Huffington Post, the New York Times, BBC are saying the Japanese, the U.S. government and others, the national centers at the federal government. Let me just read you the quote here from the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Are looking at vaccines that will, quote, change our brain chemistry with a live herpes virus. This is just one of hundreds of vaccines that do this, that, quote, cure drug use. Other vaccines do that by attacking the receptor sites. Those receptors, those drugs are mimicking normal endorphins. You're meant to get angry at corruption. You're meant to get outraged. You're meant to be stressed. You know, if your child's dying of cancer, they don't want you to be able to respond. And EcoScience talks about drugging the water to sterilize you. Now, in just the last hour, a big report from Wired magazine, The Frontal Cortex, by John Lear, who's a Rhodes Scholar that's set up to create world government. He comes out and says, I'm a liar. And he says, well, yes, my earlier article, you know, was quoted as saying it'll make you calmer and make society happier, is what the scientist says, with this one vaccine, one of many I mentioned. But I won't show you the video Alex created about this called Brain-Eating Vaccines. No, but most of the people in the comment section are attacking him and see-throughing. But this is so incredible. so incredible. They've gone from denying that they're doing this to our water to now saying it's for our own good, and they want to give us vaccines that do this. So I want to go to Michael Kaufman, PhD. He is a published ecologist. He's advised the federal and state governments. He's the guy that shot down one of the big UN takeovers in the 90s with the maps he put together from government documents of how over half the country will be off limits to the population. It's all covered in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. He's produced several films exposing man-made global warming as a hoax 4 or 5 years ago when you still got attacked for doing it. And in the last 2 years, he's released a new one. They're all available at Infowars.com. And his new book, Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided. We'll talk about this some, too, with him. But he's spoken about this covert drugging that's in the government documents, but now it's out in the open. Why do you think it's out in the open now?
Well, so many of the things that this cartel had was planning for us 20, 30 years ago in secret is now basically being discussed because I think it's too late for us to do anything about it. And we are so dumbed down in our educational system for the last several generations that most people just say, ho-hum, it's business as usual, and go on their way. I think that, in fact, if I remember right, the quote that I used out of one of these government documents basically said that. They were going to be able to manipulate us with these kinds of drugs and so forth to the point where we'll be very docile, and we won't even be able to respond when something irate does come up.
And there's no doubt the public with the bisphenol A does the same thing, sodium fluoride. We had Dr. Blaylock on about it yesterday. Now the lithium, they admit, is to dumb us down and make us servile, a toxic metal. And they're moving ahead to do this and saying, we're going to give you shots that alter you. And we know they've already been doing it, lacing other vaccines. And you know, in the film, in the expanded extras of Endgame, you talk about it. You read the U.S. government and university quotes where they talked about their master plan. Huxley, before he died in 62, he'd written Brave New World Revisited that was nonfiction. And he said, all of this is what we're planning. This is what we're going to do. You're going to love your servitude. And so you wonder why the public can't get upset. And you wonder why cancer rates and infertility are off the charts. This has been done by design.
I believe it has been, too. I think there's no doubt, based on some of the things that I discussed on Endgame and other things and other writings and so forth that I've done, that they have these techniques of being able to calm down society and basically take our free will.
And, you know, God gives us free will, but I guess, God doesn't know what he's doing, or the universe doesn't know what's going on. It's up to these control freaks. They are going to take our free will, and that's what this does.
Yes, it does. In fact, some of that is in my new book, The Rescuing of Broken America.
Well, we're going to get into the book, but, you know, that's Dr. Blaylock, of course, top brain surgeon, agreed with you when he read the government's own quotes about brain damaging us yesterday, that they think they've won. Yeah, because they see how they can get away with almost anything now.
Yes.
And imagine if Hitler or Stalin or Mao, I mean, they did have fluoride, but imagine if they would have had these more high-tech systems. I mean, it's literally the end of our species if we don't reverse this.
Yes, it is. And, boy, I'm telling you, we're right at the very end now. You and I have talked about this on your program for, 5 or 6 years now at different times, that we're getting close. Well, we're at that point now.
Well, it's more than that. I've been interviewing you for 12 years, but, yeah, we've been.
Okay, it's been 12 years. It could very well be. Just, my memory is getting shorter and shorter.
Oh, no. I've been on air 15 years. And let's talk about some of your successes, though, so people understand we can fight these people. Tell folks about how in the early 90s, mid-90s, you were able to get their documents on the Wilding Project and shoot down that UN treaty.
Yes, I was able to get both United Nations, federal, as well as behind-the-scenes NGO, non-governmental organization, documents that said that the Wildlands Project was going to set aside one half of the United States and other countries as well, but into wilderness areas or interconnecting wilderness corridors. And it was able to make those links back into the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity back in the early 1990s. When it came up for ratification in the U.S. Senate, I went down to the Senate, explained this to some of the key senators. They said, ho-hum, because I couldn't prove that that's what it was designed to do. And in August, we sent out a fax alert, which was the technology of the day, shut it down, collapsed the U.S. Senate phone line system, And they brought it back up again in September, and we did it again, and it was still going to the floor for ratification, and I was able to submit a map that I had drawn over the previous 2 years to the U.S. Senate. They put it into a 4-by-6-foot poster, took it out on the Senate floor at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The vote was for 4 o'clock, and it was stopped dead in its tracks. It's still there, but it has nothing's been done on it since. And I use that as an example, not to elevate myself, but to show you how God can intervene and how he can use individuals to be able to thwart this agenda. And I think we're at that point right now in this whole effort to basically take over and get the last vestiges of the constitutional protections away from you and I in this next election. If we don't stop it in this next election, or stop it, at least slow it down, it's going to be too late.
Well, I want to go to another point. The Rockefellers, over 100 years ago, they didn't like charity, so they invented the philanthropist,
right.
and this is mainline history. They invented the tax-free foundation, and they sold the public, oh, you're breaking up our trust in 1906. We're not going to have monopolies now. But then it comes out the Rockefellers still own the major oil companies. Now they're allowing the new super rich – like Michael Bloomberg and Barron Hilton and Bill Gates and others. And, in fact, we have that Times of London headline, Super Rich Meet in Secret, to talk about population control. You guys pull up that Times of London, Super Rich Meet in Secret, to talk about population control. And so they've met again for population control, and they're all pledging 30 billionaires to give large portions, in some cases more than half their wealth, to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and David Rockefeller's pledged more money. But then when you read it, the entire foundation is for nanotech vaccines, mosquitoes that deliver vaccines so you can't say no, sterilization, abortion. Here it is. More billionaires sign the Gates-Buffett pledge. And we'll pop that back up on screen. Billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation. I mean, this isn't a game. I mean, they're moving against us. They believe the planet's theirs. They want us out of the way.
Yes, they do. There is no question about that. I was unaware of what you just said, but it fits very nicely within their game plan.
Well, we're about to go to break, but let's start getting into rescuing a broken America. We do sell it, by the way, at InfoWars.com, so you support Michael Kaufman, PhD, and, of course, this operation. But, I mean, the book it really is like a laundry list. It's a great read. It's got solutions, but also documentation about the globalist, global warming fraud. It just covers it all. Briefly, give us a synopsis of the book.
Well, originally it was over 1,000 pages long. I condensed it down to about 200 pages. So if you're really interested in a specific issue, you know I don't go into it in very much depth. But it gives you the broad paintbrush of what the globalists have done over the last 100 years to bring us to where we are right now and how it's being manifest in the Obama administration, who is doing it, what institutions they've taken away, how they have basically caused the serious, deep division that we have in the United States, and what they've done with property rights to nullify them, because property rights are the key to wealth creation. There's no way around it. And then finally, some ideas as to how we can confront this starting in November.
And this is an ongoing culture war against the collectivist, dehumanizing eugenicist, and free humanity. And your book's not going to be the total solution. Endgame's not going to be the total solution. Obama deception isn't going to be the total solution. My new videos, you know, The Secret of Food Exposed, Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed. But all of it together, our willingness to resist, everything the controllers do is about pacifying us. That shows they understand they're not invincible.
That's right. And they are vulnerable, and they're vulnerable right now, probably the most that they'll ever be if we do not take advantage of it.
That's right, because they've come out in the open. Obama has fallen flat on his face. There's a huge awakening. The patriots that really know what's going on, we've got to get into the tea parties and everywhere else and really supercharge people's awakening.
Yes. There's no question of that. I go into the book on that, and obviously you're talking about it. Many of the radio hosts are talking about it. People are getting fired up.
Well, the biggest issue, we've got to face just how horrifying our situation is. So many people are victims of crime because they can't believe it's happening to them. It does happen. It is happening here. The book is Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided. It's at InfoWars.com if you want to get a copy. It's an amazing book. Everybody needs to read it. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElnane, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Jonah Lehrer has written this hit piece on me in the Wired magazine, claiming that this vaccine he was writing about doesn't, quote, calm the public. Well, I've got his quotes in the mainstream news article right here. Jab that could put a stop to stress without slowing us down, with a live virus that goes in and attacks the receptors. So we're going to do something tomorrow with him. Just be ready for it. We're writing a big article about it today to expose him. You know, this video has been one of our best sellers. And I'm excited because global warming, emerging science and understanding really details by Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's on with us, the fraud of it. Great video to give people. That's available. But why I'm so excited about rescuing a broken America, why America is deeply divided, this is an olive branch to conservatives and liberals to show how they've been manipulated through divide and conquer. And Michael was telling me that liberals, mainline liberals that read this book, are really getting woken up by it and upset, and it's shifting their paradigm. Tell us about some of those testimonies and why the book's having such a big effect.
Well, one of the things that liberals do is they shut you down, anything that you might say, almost as soon as you say it. I have approached this book as being open-minded. I don't support Democrats any more than Republicans. You don't either, I know. But at the same point, at the same time, I'm not pointing the finger at any one group. I'm just basically saying, well, this is what's happening, and we need to do something about it. And one of the things that it does, if you can get past the first couple pages, a liberal can get past the first couple pages without throwing it down on the floor, he will be, or she will be, hooked. I almost guaranteed. I've heard from enough of them now to realize if they're a bit open-minded, and the most liberals are, it's that small, you know, 10 or 15% that are closed-minded. They've got the solutions of the world already figured out, and they're going to ram them down your throat regardless of what you think. Most of the liberals are not the progressives, hardcore progressives, that are making up our government and so forth. And they will start to be able to see this. I mean, there's enough question in their mind now of what Obama's doing and so forth and the failed policies that he's doing, and I take advantage of those throughout, that really starts to drive home the point. And I
Well, globalism is destroying our society.
It is. And now, for the first time probably, they can see it in this book. You know, again, if you're really well-versed in a particular area, you're going to find this book is still fairly shallow. But as far as reaching people who do not understand it, it basically does that and connects all the dots, and they can see it for the first time.
I want to read a quote from the book. Show me the age and country where the rights and liberties of the people were placed on the sole chance of their rulers being good men without a consistent loss of liberty. I say that the loss of the dearest privilege has always followed with absolute certainty every such mad attempt. Patrick Henry. I mean, we know what happens when we give our freedoms up. We know. And now these people are so arrogant, they're coming out saying they're going to publicly drug the water supply to make us submit and give us shots to make us happy. I mean, holy mackerel, this is serious.
It's very serious. And one of the things that I really leaned pretty heavily on was some writings of a psychiatrist, 30 years, 40 years of experience in doing studies and so forth with a liberal mind. In fact, that's what this book is called. And basically, he says that these people are psychologically ill. And as a consequence, they cannot make a connection to reality. They are so far out in what they believe, that their belief is truth, that anything that connects it to reality is purely happen chance.
And that's how they can come out and say, we're setting up world government, but you people are kooks, no world government exists. Or, yes, we're storing your naked body images, but we're not.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. It's all kinds of disconnects. If you really look at what they're doing in Congress and what their ideas are, like, you know, really promoting Islam and so forth, well, how can they promote Islam when the Islamic law and so forth is so abusive to women? There's a disconnect there, and yet they do it.
Well, the globalists want to destroy the dominant culture of Christianity, real Christianity, not the fake Christianoid, and so they'll use anything that's from the outside to create divisions.
Absolutely. You cannot basically take over or change a inherent cultural belief without first tearing it down, and that's what they're in the process of doing it. And they're deconstructing the American way and putting something else in its place. And it's based on the writings and so forth of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, a Frenchman in the 1800s, that led to the French Revolution and led to the beheading of many, many thousands of Frenchmen.
Your book talks about that. Long segment coming up. When we come back, let's talk about that, because Dr. Blaylock brought up the French Revolution, and that's really where a lot of this got formed. We'll talk about what these people plan to do. It's mass killing, of course.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, here's GCNLive.com, an Aaron Dykes article that just came out. It's also at Infowars.com, but it's up at GCNLive.com. Army plans DNA blasting vaccines for mass inoculations during times of emergencies. They fire a laser into your flesh that embeds the nanotech viruses. They've taken them and made it synthetic viruses. You cannot make this stuff up. He has links directly to the Army, and it will reprogram the troops' brains. I mean, you're literally, they hold you down, laser you. It's over. I mean, we're in the 21st century. It's Buck Rogers, and the control freaks are coming. And I just, it's gotten so crazy, it's hard for me to even believe. We had Dr. Russell Blaylock, top brain surgeon, on yesterday, and he said in his own words, he said, it's worse than any nightmare science fiction. And he read document after document from the federal government where they admitted the fluoride gives us cancer and brain damage, where their own scientists say take it out. I mean, I love everybody. I love the children. I love our communities. And these eugenicists have admitted the global warming tax is to shut down our industrial society so we collapse and are under government control. And only Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are under this. 160-plus other countries, China, India, and others, they have zero carbon taxes coming in. All of our jobs that we have left will leave. This is the stated program. It's the stated program of enslavement and bondage. and poverty. And that's why this book is so important. Again, it's available at Infowars.com. For those in America that still read, get it. Give it to people you know. It's so well written. I love things that just boil everything down. It's a full spectrum shotgun blast of info, well written, lots of quotes, lots of documents, lots of graphs. This is the kind of book I like because it's similar to a film. And, of course, Global Warming, Emerging Science Understanding, also available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers all of this. Going back to Dr. Michael Kaufman, Doc, continuing, you know, everybody I talk to who's really studied history understands that eugenics began 2,300 years ago with Plato, and he said, we the highbreds, the elite, must kill everyone in Greece who's poor. And wars aren't killing them fast enough. And we need to train them not to fight back against us, so we'll give them sports as a way to be the new hero. We got to kill these people. You can read the quotes in Plato's Republic. And then if you study history, you see it come back and be picked up in the 1760s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And, of course, then they put Napoleon after that. It was a Rothschild takeover. They were going to have a 10-day-a-week work week. They were going to abolish the family. This is mainline history. They were talking about forced drugging people. They were saying they wanted to kill 80%. That number comes from the French Revolution. Kill 80% of the public. And so without me even prompting it, we talked about it yesterday. Here's Michael Kaufman telling you the same thing. Go over the French Revolution. It was the opposite of what our revolution was. And George Washington figured that out when he was president and spoke out against it. And the French then tried the Illuminati. He wrote letters about it. He wrote letters about them trying to overthrow the United States. And so ever since then, it is a group of sages or people that understand how humans operate who want to end the regular human order and replace it with their new world order. Doctor, go over it.
Absolutely. It is one of those heinous things that when you think about it, where you have people who are at the very top. Now, the vast majority of troops out there trying to implement this agenda don't really fully understand what they're doing. But the key people behind it, like occurred in the French Revolution, which was orchestrated by the Illuminati and the Jacobean Society and so forth, they basically used the Rousseau model. What the Rousseau model basically means the state is in control over the individual or sovereign over the individual. And everything stems from that. Once they did that, anybody who disagreed with them had their head cut off. And it was one of the most bloody revolutions in history of the period. Both Jefferson and Patrick Henry were excited about the French Revolution until they went over there and actually saw what they were doing. It had nothing in comparison to the American
Revolution. And one of them almost got killed. Some of our founding fathers got locked up.
Actually, Patrick Henry basically was scheduled to have his head lopped off if it wasn't for the intervention of Washington and the request to have him sent home and Jefferson himself intervene. Otherwise, he would have been beheaded for all the outrageous, not really outrageous to us, but all that he was saying against the French Revolution.
And they were going to have a new calendar. They were going to end the family. The good news is it stalled out and failed.
It stalled out and failed, although we still have the socialist government that Rousseau is based upon installed in France. It just hasn't evolved.
That's right. Karl Marx and others, they were plagiarizing what the Luciferians. And by the way, that's mainline history that the Illuminati out of Germany came over to France. That's what the famous Magic Flute Symphony's all about. And then, of course, they killed that composer when he did it. That was his last piece. I mean, this is, for those that haven't read mainline history, I mean, these were human sacrificing, devil worshiping, mass murderers.
They really were. And, of course, that's been obliterated. If you look at the history books today that you might get in high school or college, of course, that will not be in there. But if you look at some of the older history books, the ones that you can still get and buy, you will find a more accurate, just like Nazi Germany. If you look at Nazi Germany history in the current textbooks and so forth, you won't find anything about the religious beliefs of Hitler, the theosophical beliefs of Hitler, and what led him to believe that the Jews were a bad race and had to be eliminated. All of that stuff is now sanitized out of our history books. But if you go back to the more 100 years ago, or even 50 years ago history books, what you will find is really what the truth is in that particular period of time. These people are evil. They're evil down to the very core. I think your description of them as being Luciferian is right on target.
Well, and then you look at eugenics in England in the 1850s. Yes. That then got set up in the U.S., and Hitler got his ideas from that, and it's the very same crowd.
It's the very same crowd. And it's based, it's still in the United Nations. It's still boiling just below the surface. You don't see it named as that anymore, but it's still there. The depopulation of the world, the whole effort is eugenics.
Well, now more and more they're coming out in the open and, you know, calling for only having one child, having the state take over children. Let's talk more about what's in your book.
All right.
I mean, because there's so much to cover. What else do you think is important?
Well, one of the things that is, I think, extremely important is to realize, and maybe this will get your attention because it gets your pocketbook, the $13.5 trillion deficit that we now have is directly responsible for this whole mentality, this whole ideology, which we now call progressivism or extreme liberalism, whatever you want to call it. It is the whole idea that government can solve all the problems in the nation and eventually the world. And as a consequence, these people do not believe that man has a downside, a dark side. They believe that all mankind will do his best if just given the right opportunity. And, of course, that's fallacious. It's totally anti-biblical. Not only that, but it's never worked wherever it's been tried, and yet they continue to believe that man is inherently good. He does not have a human nature that will be manifest itself in the form of greed or power-seeking or anything else. And all they need to do is to strive to create the perfect government, to create the perfect man. It does not work. And in the process, of course, you're going to create a power vacuum in which these very evil people can sweep right in and begin to control. And I go into that in quite great depth in the book and understanding, helping people to understand the type of thing that they're creating by allowing this extreme liberalism in the form of law and cultural practices, the whole concept I can't think of it, but anyway, this down along those lines.
Moral relativism?
Moral relativism is all right in there, and that they can create the perfect government. The reason we have poverty around the world is because of bad government. Especially the United States. The United States is responsible for all evil done in the world. That's their belief. I mean, that's solid in their belief system. And as a consequence, they're doing all they can to tear down the constitutional republic that our founders created and build up a substitute government in its place that's tied totally into this Rousseau socialism and this idea that the perfect man can be created.
Well,
it
is unbelievable. I want to go to some phone calls, and they'll be all over the map, but you can speak to any of these issues because you're a deep researcher. Dr. Michael Kaufman is our guest, and, of course, the new book, Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided, very important, and, of course, his film dealing with global warming, all available at Infowars.com. Michael in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air. Okay, let's move on. Victoria in Montana, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you. I just want to say before I tell you real quick, because I know you only have 1 minute per person, we will not allow these fallen ones to turn us into mechanization man and cut off our connection to God with their chemical biological warfare. So I wanted to answer your question, what can we do? Well, we can dismantle Wall Street and the Federal Reserve criminal bankers and make them accountable like everyone else. No more double standards. Put them in prison. We could have people organize state to state, get the number of signatures needed on petitions to dump the criminal politicians. Then we could get out of the United Nations, which is nothing but another big criminal organization. And then we can strip the power and control from big corporations and foundations and end outsourcing our industries. We could end tax-funded mandatory public schools, which allow parents the freedom of choice then to truly and rightfully educate their children how they see fit and stop taking our money for it because it's nothing but a cesspool. I know because I was there for a little while and said no thank you. Prosecute politicians that fail to follow the law and replace them with leaders that will read bills and make sure that they're legal and good for the country and the people before they make them laws. Allow people to choose their senators and have the power to dump them as needed and take back our basic freedoms of speech, of press, of religion, of assembly, and our right to private property, which we really don't have right now anymore.
Beautifully, then, beautifully said, Victoria, and I would just add for people that just tuned in, they're going, allow us to choose our senators at will. She means before the 17th Amendment of 1913, when the bankers took over, the state legislatures would vote. You vote for them, then they would vote, making the senator a creature of the state that was meant to balance federal power. You know, you'd have the popularly elected House members, and in the Senate, they'd be creatures of the state. That was a major blow against states' rights, so you could recall. I mean, I've even read, you know, famous stories about people like Davy Crockett being recalled to be griped out, you know, by his state when he was in the Congress. And we need to go back to that. Great points. Dr. Kaufman, any comments on that?
Yes, exactly. She's identifying exactly what needs to be done, but it cannot be done until we get the right people in office, and that can't happen until we educate the American people as to what's truly been going on. You've been doing that for years, Alex. This book is designed to be able to give to people who are open-minded. You can't talk into anything about a closed-minded person, but to open-minded liberals. When you start to do that and they really start to get angry, that's when you're going to start to see some good people being voted into office and changes made, exactly as Victoria was describing.
Beautifully said. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Fred in Georgia. You're on the air, Fred.
Hey, Alex. Great show today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, there's a lot of people that have been provably harmed by these activities. I think that one chance we have of getting back some power here is to file class action lawsuits.
Hey, it's now coming out that they knew in 81 that Prozac was causing brain damage, heart problems, and suicide, and now Eli Lilly and others are getting sued. People are always bashing out-of-control lawyers, but the problem is you can fight fire with fire. I agree. I mean, here's a headline. Scientific study finds 40% of all store receipts covered in dangerous hormone-disrupting chemical. They chose a plastic form of ink that does that. We have the government documents. They need to be sued over this.
You have millions of listeners that would gladly sign up to be plaintiffs. You have expert witnesses like your guest now and Dr. Blaylock. You know, we could bankrupt them, possibly put them in jail and ruin their carefully crafted, you know, image. And it would get a lot of attention from the media as well.
Well, again, they've weaponized all the food, almost all the packaging. But I mean, it's not there for others to go out and for lawyers and people, you know, to stop this, to stop. Notice all these chemicals always disrupt aggression and fertility. Notice all these things you keep hearing about. They only deal with that. That these chemists study this with rats. Then they have the big foundations deploy this. And then the average company buying this stuff, they don't know they're compartmentalized. I appreciate your call. Dr. Kaufman, comments on that.
Absolutely. Again, though, however, remember, many of your attorneys are these progressives. They're not going to take your cases. They're not going to be able to help you or even want to. They'll probably do everything they can to dissuade you. Or if they take your case, they'll deliberately lose it. So be careful as to which attorneys or law firms you hire to do this. And then also recognize that the judicial system itself has been highly compromised with this mentality, this ideology. And we need to be careful of the judges that we have. And that's only going to take time to recall some of these judges, impeach them, get them out of office. It won't take very many before the rest of them get the hint. But these are the things that we really do need to do. I think your idea of a legal action is ideal. Just be aware that the system is against you in the process.
Be aware of the pitfalls, but regardless, it educates people. Let's talk to Mike in Louisiana. You're on the air, Mike.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Three things I want to go over here real quickly. One, the last time I talked to you, Alex, about the spraying of the chemicals on the shoreline here.
Yeah, that's now admitted, the core exit.
Yes, sir. It so happens that Wayne Mattson was in town at that time. An associate of him of his got a hold of me. I got to meet Wayne, and he spent 3 days going over the material I was able to put him in contact with, and he wrote a nice article about that.
Good.
So that's nice. One thing I want to pass by about what is going on here with the two of you gentlemen is something I call the cleverness of the insanity of the crimes that are being committed. In a sense that the crimes are so outrageous, they are so insane. And this particularly is true with, I find, the upper middle class professionals. They find it extremely hard to believe the level of the crimes. If you were to bring it up to them, you bring it up to them, the insanity of the crimes themselves are so outrageous as that your mind just rebels against it. Refuses to recognize.
Now, this
that.
Is a very central point. Even myself, at a subconscious level, it's hard to believe. Now it's admitted. We've got to accept the horror, deal with the horror, face the horror, take action. Great points. More calls straight ahead.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
The last caller hit the nail squarely on the head. It's so unbelievable that 860-plus cities allow illegal aliens to be released over and over again, not even arrested, for drunk driving. And every week or two, I read about it in Arizona or Texas or this new one's in Virginia, where the illegal alien kills people the third, fourth, fifth time they're arrested. You know, they're finally arrested the third, fourth, fifth time when they kill somebody. I've seen reports of, like, third time an illegal been stopped for drunk driving. They ran into a cop car and almost killed the cop. Here it is. Virginia police, illegal immigrant charged with killing nun and injuring two others in car crash. He'd been arrested three times. I mean, had not been arrested three times previously. It just goes over the whole article, but he's finally been arrested and charged. This is just insane how it's so bold how they just do it all in our face. Dr. Michael Kaufman, your comments on this.
It is, and that's one of the things that I go over in the book, in the fact that there is this serious psychological disconnect between what they believe and what is real, what is reality. There is a disconnect from reality. How in the world can you justify having a system set up that will allow this kind of thing to go on? If you and I were caught drunk driving three or four times, we'd be put in jail. They're just constantly released because it's the right thing to do. It is insane, as you're saying, and the only way that we can begin to take our nation back initially is at the ballot box. Begin to really promote those candidates or support those candidates who are holding a constitutional position. And in my suggestions as to how to solve this, I give a list of things that you should be asking your candidates. Put them on the spot. Help them to understand that you're deadly serious about going back to the original constitutional intent of having a limited form of government. Even a liberal will begin to get the hint, I think, after a while. We are so, the present members of Congress, both Senate and the Congress itself, are so disconnected. They believe that you're the greatest thing since sliced bread while they're getting elected, but once they're elected, they could care less.
Did you see Congressman Stark say this week that the federal government can, quote, do anything it wants to individuals?
Yes.
Let me be specific, though, because I was looking at another case of an illegal being released. He'd been arrested twice for drunk driving. He'd been let go in other, quote, traffic wrecks and accidents. So he'd been arrested and released and not arrested a whole bunch of times, but twice for drunk driving. And some of this went on 2 years ago. I mean, it just illustrates how criminal this government is.
Yes. It really does.
What was the point you were trying to make? Because we're almost out of time.
I don't remember. Let's go on.
No, it's just more and more, Doc, I'm just overwhelmed. I mean, I can't believe how insanely out of control the government and the globalists are, how they're destroying the planet, how they're doing all these dangerous things, how they are so corrupt. And I guess that's it. The average person just can't believe this is really happening.
No, you can't. It's so outrageous that you have yourself a disconnect. You can't believe it's happening. You downplay it in its seriousness. And because you're busy with your life and so forth, you go on and don't actually do anything about it. Now is the time to get involved and begin to do something about it. I can't overemphasize that enough. We have the opportunity in November to begin to change this around, and we have to do everything we can to do that.
Well, God bless you, sir, and we appreciate you spending time with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Folks, it also financially supports us when you go to InfoWars.com and buy books like Rescue a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Flawed. We've also got a deal running for only 2 weeks. You can get four copies of Fall of the Republic for the price of one. One for yourself, this preeminent film, and three others to give away with the expanded extras. That's the same thing with Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Buy one, get three free, or buy two, get eight free. InfoWars.com. I want to say great job to the crew. Key info on the biological warfare vaccines coming up. InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.